One. It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Marty Smith. Marty is a producer from Central Florida and is president, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony. Thank you.
Let's talk about you for just a moment. A little background about you. Did you grow up in Central Florida? Did you grow up in the livestock industry?
Yes, my family has been in the cattle business in Central Florida since 1850, so 170 plus years now of being in the cattle business in that part of the country, in an area where cattle have actually been a part of our surroundings for close to 500 years now. Ponce de Leon brought the first cattle to the New World in 1521. So next year will be 500 years of cattle in the peninsula of Florida.
Tell us about your involvement. You don't just show up one day and become president of NCBA. You've had to get involved probably pretty early with Florida cattlemen.
I did. I served as president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association back in the 1990s. With that, became somewhat active in NCBA and had the opportunity to serve as committee chair for particularly environmental and water rights issues. Did not stay active then. It was time to raise some kids and be involved with my family, but then got back active about 10 years ago with on the financial end as part of our finance and audit and then budget committee. And then was asked actually to serve as treasurer. So I did that for a number of years. That's not the normal route to get to be president of NCBA, but it worked out. I was asked if I would consider it. So here I am today.
Let's look back at 2019 for the industry now. And obviously having come up through the ranks, and you have the opportunity to be around producers from the entire U.S., look back at 2019, and how would you summarize the year?
In many ways, it was one of our best years ever. When we look at particularly our gains on the trade front, new treaties now with China, where we haven't had a treaty, where we haven't had the opportunity to sell beef for quite a while, a much, much better deal with Japan that was recently signed as well. That's going to reduce our tariffs in Japan, give us a locked in a much greater quota. We see, too, we've got a new deal with the European Union. It's going to get us more beef into the EU, another place that we've had a hard time getting our product. So, and then last week, the signing of the USMCA deal with Mexico and Canada. So those deals really take us a long, long way toward growing our demand, toward growing our market space.
So if that's now behind you, I mean, obviously the Phase 1 agreement, USMCA, I mean, you don't really have to worry about that in 2020. So what is it you're looking at in 2020?
Well, we still have a lot to be done on some of our foreign relations. Did you say Phase 1? But Phase 2, particularly when we talk about China, when we talk about, potential still in Japan and other parts of the Pacific Rim. 2020 is an election year, and that's going to dominate a lot of our time and a lot of our work. It's going to be a crucial time for the cattle industry. You know, we continue to work, though, very hard on regulatory issues, regulatory reform, endangered species issues, problems that we still have to deal with. We've come a long way towards resolving the waters of the U.S., the WOTUS rule issues, but we're going to continue to have a lot of battles in Washington and elsewhere.
You talk about battles in Washington. When it comes to getting things done, you have to have the relationships. How important are those relationships at first level with your representatives there in Florida? Some who understand agriculture, and then nationwide.
You know, Florida is interesting. We've got 22 million people, and we've got a corresponding number of representatives in Congress. And here's the thing. Most of our delegation does not have a single cow in their district. They're representing an urban or suburban district along the coast, and they know nothing at all about what we do. And that's really kind of the way it is around the country, too. When you look at where the population is, it's not the same places where the cows are. So many of our people in D.C. From all over the country have no ag background, no cattle background particularly. So it's an educational process. It is a relationship process. We have to work very hard to build those relationships, to develop the trust so that we will have some ability to deal with the issues that we face.
Final question for you. For producers who've not really been involved with NCBA in the past, if you had an opportunity to just explain to them what the benefits of what NCBA does for producers, how would you phrase that? Almost an elevator speech.
We are the cattle producers' voice in Washington, D.C. We are the only ones that are really doing the day-to-day lobbying work. We're the only ones that are doing the work on these trade issues. When you look at the gains that we've had, particularly over the past several years, shows the real value of an entity like NCBA. Same time, we're dealing with all of the issues with consumers and consumer trust in our product. Those are the things that NCBA delivers to every producer out there. And for every producer out there, it means money in the, you know, extra money for their cattle, extra market availability for their cattle.
Marty, great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Marty Smith is president, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, producer from Central Florida on today's Agribusiness Report.